Keith here from Lewis Jewelers. It's a new year and time for you to get some new cash for all your old, unwanted jewelry. We are your trusted store to turn those items into immediate cash. Stop in today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Huge amount of stories coming out over the last few days about Strictly Come Dancing dancers in the UK, some being axed from the show. New footage has emerged as well from 2006. A former Strictly pro, James Jordan, training actress Georgina Buzova, I think is how you pronounce her name. Let's take a listen.
I'm forced to be reckoned with.
Now move that foot.
Stand up straight. I will push her to her limit. Come back. She will go through that pain. And as far as I'm concerned, now, tough luck. Keep your pelvis under a little bit. Unless she's actually physically broken a rib, I don't care. Kill you. Stand on your left leg. Unless her feet are bleeding, I don't care. If they're sore, dance through it.
If I forget, what will you do?
I'll drag you across the floor and then scream really? At you when we get off.
God, what? Oh, you just sat on me.
Come on. Okay. Again, you're not allowing me to lead it. 1 minute. No pain, no gain. You're in it, and I'm going to push you.
All right. Very much the no pain, no gain approach, as he said it himself. Alexander Ryan is with me, the founder and the CEO of Goss.ie. So what's been happening at Strictly, and what's going to change in the future?
Oh my God, there is so much going on with Strictly. It feels like it's all just rumbling to the top now and everything is spilling over. This isn't the first time there's been rumors of, I suppose, abusive and alleged like threatening behavior on Strictly. For a couple of years now, there has been some chatter about Giovanni Pernice. You might remember him because it was all about him last year. So basically back in 2023, this first started. It kind of first came to the surface that actress Amanda Abington was on the show and she left basically abruptly, and she said it was for personal reasons. Giovanni at the time commented on her Instagram being like, you know, sending you love, best wishes. But over the next couple of weeks, it started to come out that basically she'd accused Giovanni of, again, similar abusive behavior, just like really horrible rehearsals. And then she actually asked for the footage of the rehearsals to be released. So the video you played there at the start, that's obviously a different professional dancer, but I think a lot of the rehearsals are actually filmed. So she has asked for that. The BBC and Strictly were very protective over Giovanni for some reason. I actually don't know why, because I remember a couple of years ago when Laura Whitmore did Strictly Come Dancing. I don't know if you remember her stint on it. She was partnered with Giovanni, and after the show, she basically said it was one of the most difficult things she's ever been through. And she kind of alluded that there were issues there with Giovanni as well. But when Amanda came out, nothing really happened. And the BBC eventually did come out and say, look, we're going to look into any sort of complaints and we'll, you know, we'll look at it in a fair, reasonable manner. Then this June, the new lineup for Strictly came out and Giovanni wasn't in it. So he wasn't dropped or axed or quit. We actually don't know what happened. He's just not in it. But unfortunately, it hasn't ended there for Strictly. It's a bit of a Strictly curse again, I suppose, in a new way. So Graziano Di Prima, he's another dancer. He's just left the show. And it turned out that it came after multiple complaints and issues regarding Zara McDermott, who was on the last season. So he's come out and he's given a statement, Graziano, and he's basically said that he deeply regrets the events leading up to his departure. And he said that he has an intense passion and determination to win, and that it might have affected his training regime. So what's really come to light is clearly some of the dancers are very intense in the training. And obviously, when you think about what the show is, you are trying to turn random celebrities into pro dancers in a couple of weeks. I'm sure it is literal blood, sweat and tears. But obviously, up until now, we didn't realize the mental toll it was taking. We all know the physical toll. They all lose weight. We've obviously seen a lot of romances happen on Strictly, so that we know it's a very intense relationship. But Zara McDermott came out and now she has spoken about it, saying she was terrified, that it was a horrible experience, and that she was scared of being victim shamed. So the BBC now, the first thing they've done, which I think is a bit bizarre, but they have decided to allocate chaperones. So every celebrity and
like
dancer
a parish disco.
literally a Parish Disco. So every dance rehearsal, they're going to have a chaperone each to monitor what's going on. And then aside from that, they've created a new like celebrity liaison behind the scenes so that celebrities feel like they can talk to other people. And, you know, they want to train the producers. But at the end of the day, I mean, a lot of these rehearsals would have been filmed. A lot of people know what the dances are like. I think there's just extreme backlash now that people are starting to speak up, but I definitely don't think this is a new issue. I think this has been going on for a while.
Alexandra Ryan is the founder and the CEO of Goss.ie. Alexandra, as always, thanks a million for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.